The passage reading is Galatians 6:9. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Amen. Studio Pastor will deliver the message. In due time we will reap the fourth session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, including the United States, all of the world, and local sanctuary members, those watching the service on the internet all of the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Mami TV viewing audiences. When the Israelites were about to enter the Canaan land, after staying in the wilderness for 40 years, Moses gave a sermon to them, which was like his last will. He summarized the commandments and statutes of God and preached them once again. He also taught them even the life in the wilderness was the great grace of God. Listen to the following verses and imagine that you are one of them. It's Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 through 10. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Why did God let them go through 40 years, 40 long years? Why do you also have to go through trials for a long time? There are reasons for it. The reasons were to humble them. These people were very arrogant. They didn't have any reason to be arrogant. I wish they had some reasons to be arrogant. But those who have reasons to be arrogant, they are humble. So they stood against man of God, Moses. They criticized him. And they complained and resented. That he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you'd keep his commandments or not. If you are not arrogant but humble, and if you have love and generosity, and if you keep all God's words, you don't have any reason to go through trials like these people did. But because you don't, until you do, the trials will go on. He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. If you don't understand these things, you can't be God's children. Some of you think bread is everything. But if you take the word of God, those who do that will receive blessings first. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you just as a man disciplines his son. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For 40 years, those clothes had to wear out. But they didn't have any, in the wilderness, they didn't have any needles and threads. And so God prevented any clothes from wearing out. And they always had to walk in the wilderness, but their feet didn't swell. And because there wasn't any food, God gave them manna from above. God showed them His almightiness all the time.
여호와의 명령을 지켜 구도를 행하며 그를 경외하라고 가르치고 계시는 거죠. 내 하나님 여호와께서 너를 아름다운 땅에
For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. You can prepare for the war when you have this iron and copper. When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you. To give them blessings, God had to humble them. God had to teach them how to fear God. And God had to teach them how to live in the light. So when these things were done, God led them to the land of a blessing. It's the same with us. In order for us to go into the blessed land Canaan, that is the Canaan sanctuary is our blessed land. And the process will be our blessing, but once we go in there, the blessing in full scale will be given to us. The world will have even more difficulties, but the greater and greater blessings are prepared for us. But to go into Canaan sanctuary, God has to give me, and I believe God, and I boldly proclaim to you. And when we actually receive, your faith has to change so much. Your faith has to change completely. We are in the era of harvest and are about to enter the Canaan sanctuary. Now let us try to remember the past days. While struggling against sins and realizing about yourself through the gospel of holiness, you could have felt that you were in the wilderness. When you are fighting a good fight to accomplish the kingdom of God, at times you got tired and your arms that were raised up to pray could have come down. But if you had given up midway because of those things, you couldn't have come all this way. Suppose you gave up. We gave up Daniel prayer meetings in midway. And what kind of Christian life would you be leading right now? How many of you, hundreds maybe, how many of you would come to the sanctuary and pray? More of you will be stained by the world again and again because you don't pray, you don't receive the strength from above, and I don't know how many of you can actually keep your faith. But is there anyone among you who still feels like you are walking in the wilderness? The fact is, God the Father is holding you in His bosom and carrying you through the wilderness. I pray in the name of the Lord that by relying on His love, you will quickly arrive at the land of Canaan, the blessed land. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the last session, I talked about the three cases where you do not receive an answer to your problem, even though God has opened wide the way of receiving answers. First, it's because you don't fill up the minimum amount of act of faith to receive the answer. Second, you demolish what you have fulfilled with negative words. Third, you pass judgment on your shepherd. If you belong to any of these three cases, I hope you will thoroughly repent and please God with greater faith and love than before. The cases I'm explaining beginning today are the cases in which it's not easy for you to receive God's answers. They are the cases where you can't receive the answer of God because you have walls of sins that are difficult to demolish. Also the cases where you need my intercession. Among those sins, let me talk about three major situations, which are the blasphemy of standing against the Holy Spirit, works of flesh leading to death, and idolatry. In fact, I have already explained about these sins many times. The reason why I'm explaining about these sins again is because most of those of you who have not received the answer fall into one or more of these cases. In this message especially, I want you to understand that even though different people may commit the same sin, the magnitude of that sin is different for each individual according to the heart of each person. These three sins are unforgivable, or it's very difficult to be forgiven. The Bible tells us not to pray for those people who commit such sins because those sins are unforgivable. God can't answer them. So we shouldn't even pray for them. First, in Matthew 12, it says the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven either in this age or in the age to come. It means their sins will never be forgiven. But those who really believe in God, they fear such a thing, and they never blaspheme the Holy Spirit. But because they don't believe, they just recklessly speak against and stand against the Holy Spirit in blasphemy. I hope none of you will think like, why does he have to talk about such grave sins again? There are believers who committed such sins but have repented thoroughly. There are also those who have no way to receive an answer or blessing from God, but are earnestly clinging to God. God wants to give such children answers and blessings, as well as opening the way of salvation. That is why God makes me preach about sins again and again. Also, God wants those children who are not clinging to God with earnest heart to come to repentance. He is stretching out His hands continually to make even just one more soul receive salvation. The merciful and compassionate God is giving us even more grace because the end is very near. Without this special grace, how many people would be saved on this earth that is so full of sins? Therefore, you should be thankful for this love of God and not ever have any evil thoughts. Of course, many believers are receiving the responses of God. And these people should also wish for other brothers who are asking for answers to actually receive answers from God. This will be the wish of the Lord too. If you have anything that applies to you from the message, I hope you will thoroughly repent and have complete peace with God. Brothers and sisters, among the three sins I mentioned, the most difficult case to receive an answer is the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Those who are seriously ill, most of them committed blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And even nowadays, continuously, every week, I have people coming to me with these sins, and they have so many diseases, not just one or two serious diseases. But the fact is, even though I explained about this case many times, some of you just have not realized your sin and thus have not repented. I've been talking about this since 10 years ago, and they didn't repent, and God gave them so many chances, but they didn't repent. And only now, with so many serious diseases, they come to repent. Therefore, you have to clearly understand what kinds of thoughts and deeds are blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. The chances are, the things that you considered trivial could have become great walls of sin. God says in Acts 2:17-18 that He will pour forth of His Spirit, namely the Holy Spirit, on all mankind at the end of time. As promised, many powerful works of the Holy Spirit are taking place in various places. especially in this church, through the holiness gospel and the power of the handkerchief. So many works of this kind are taking place around the world. Without these works of the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to open the doors of hearts of people that are so firmly closed. Jesus said, unless these people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. Seeing the works of the Holy Spirit manifested by God, if you pass judgment or condemnation on it, thinking it is wrong or heretical, all these words and actions are blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. Without the works of the Holy Spirit, the power of God cannot be manifested, and none of those signs and wonders. And signs and wonders are works of God. The powerful works are done by the Holy Spirit. And if they say these are wrong, it's heretical. The enemy, devil, and Satan, they can never perform such power. If they can, they will do everything and receive all the worship. The signs and wonders and the power of God belong to God only. And how can they say these things are wrong and heretical? Did you or did you not? Many of you will say you didn't, but the fact is many of you did. Today, most of those who deny the works of the Holy Spirit just pass judgment and condemnation by hearing from somebody else without trying to check the facts. Especially you. We have seen so many signs and wonders every year for the last 28 years, all the time. Those who didn't see, they spread false rumors, and they were saying heretical, and you heard that, you listened to them, and you were deceived. While you actually saw and heard and witnessed all those things, when you heard such words of the those people, and you agreed, and you wanted to listen to them, it means you are the same kind. There was a pastor who condemned us as heretical, and he is now condemned as heretical. He is such a person. But he was saying, these healing works took place only 2,000 years ago at the time of Jesus. Such works cannot take place through man today. And he doesn't believe these works. We have a person who is healed. And when she was attending a college, they came to her and asked her, how much did you get paid for giving such a testimony? And they don't just believe. And why don't they just come here in healing meetings or revival meetings? They can come and see. They don't even come. They just close their heart. They just don't believe at all. So as they hear, I think he will be suffering so much in heart because he has to hear all the time that so many signs and wonders and so many powerful works are taking place constantly in this church. Because he will think all these things are falsehood and lies. And there are a couple of people who think this way in Korea. And they will speak about me, criticize me, wherever they go. It is great sin to pass judgment and condemnation on man, and how much greater the sin will be if you judge the works of the Holy Spirit. Through the broadcasting incident in 1999, you gained thorough understanding that you must never commit this sin. At that time, many people denied the works of the Holy Spirit, the signs and wonders, including divine healing works taking place in this church. There were some who falsely incriminated an innocent servant of God and then left the church. As a result, most of them went the opposite way of salvation. Many of them faced tragedies like getting serious diseases or the businesses and families falling apart. Many of them died. Many of them, their businesses failed. They left God completely. Many of them are suffering from diseases. And many of them died already. After suffering from diseases. But even though you don't actively deny the works of the Holy Spirit or disrupt the ministry of the church, you still could have committed blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. For example, as a shepherd, I emphasized many times that you must never see or hear anything that was not of truth. If you didn't see or hear, you wouldn't have talked. But some of you actually watched a TV program, read certain letters, or received phone calls and talked with those who were trying to destroy the church. Then why is it that just seeing and hearing are sins? It's because in most cases, it was not just seeing and hearing. Those contents remained in your thoughts, and thus you thought, is it really true? And you also passed judgment thinking it could be true. Furthermore, it could have developed into a greater sin by talking about it to others. If you really believe God and the church and the shepherd, suppose your unbelieving family members talked about it, what would you have to do? Such a thing happens in your workplace or in your school. What would you do? They are criticizing and passing judgment and they're condemning your church, your shepherd, who is leading you to life. And that condemnation is not right. And what would you do? How did you act? Most of you kept silent. Most of you hid the fact that you are Manmin members. In your schools, in your workplaces, in your family, you kept silent. There was a student, I don't know when whether he was a middle school or high school student at that time. Now he's in Canon Mission, I think. After the incident, broadcasting incident, he went to the school and his teacher, from the first period, he was criticizing Manmin Church and me. And he was so enraged about this, and other students were also saying things, and he raised his hand and boldly said, "Teacher, my church is not such a church, and my pastor is not such a pastor, and it's all false." And the teacher called his student and later apologized, saying that I criticized without seeing or checking it myself. And now he was a very smart student, and now he is also. We sometimes had such students. But most students, they just kept quiet. They tried to hide that they were the fact that they were Manmin members, and if others knew they were Manmin members, they felt ashamed. Since I accepted God, I never got angry, but when I was a new believer, I got angry once when I didn't know the truth. We were having a party in my elder brother's house, and I was invited. I went there. They were drinking. I didn't drink, but they were drinking, and because my brother got a little drunk, he said he was talking about church. As if church was a business, and as if the offerings are going to the pastor. All the offerings are going to the pastor. And also, I was explaining, No, church is not a business that the pastor is just receiving salary from the church. He doesn't take all the offerings. And it didn't work. And he kept on talking, so I explained it once, twice, three times. And I just overturned the table. I would never dare such an act because they are all my elder and elder brothers and sisters. There was my mother also. So I couldn't bear with it. I would take it if he was criticizing me, but because he was criticizing God and the church and the pastors, I couldn't bear with it. And I explained to him one, two, three times, and he kept on insisting. So I just broke the table with my forehead. If I had known the truth, I would have explained to him the truth, but because I was a very new believer, something like that happened. And I would have done the same thing even now. If anybody insults God, insults the church or pastors, I can't bear with such a thing. I won't. And the Lord also did not keep quiet about defiling the temple of God. He overturned the tables and everything. And how did you act? God told you not to see or hear or speak, and you saw it, you heard it, you listened to them, and even when your family members were talking about it, you just kept quiet. Otherwise, all your families would have been evangelized by now. Because your family members wouldn't have created walls of sins against God. They wouldn't have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. If you really believed the works of the Holy Spirit manifested in this church, and if you trusted the church and your shepherd, you must have sternly rebuked those who were talking about such things. Especially if you saw and heard these things and you couldn't trust your shepherd. I received such repentance letters many times. Why would you trust me if I lied? I talked only the truth. I spoke only the truth, and you don't trust me. Such a powerful servant of God, all these powerful works, all these things are given by God, and these are worked by the Holy Spirit. And if you don't trust a servant who manifests signs and wonders and powerful works, how can you trust God? How can you trust the Lord? Can enemy devil manifest signs and wonders? Then they would have shown so many signs and wonders so that they could receive worship from all unbelievers. I've shown you such a certain clear evidences through so many signs and wonders until now for the last 28 years since the opening of the church. And just because a broadcaster or some other people who did not know anything about me, because those people talked about me, you listened to them and you don't trust me, can that make sense? So if I told lies and cheated, then would you trust me? I never cheated. I never lied. I never asked for any money from you. I never lent any money from you. I never swindled anybody. I'd rather help them. And how can you, what is there to mistrust, distrust? And if you don't trust me, you cannot receive blessings no matter how many times you receive my prayer. If you doubt God, you cannot receive answers the same. The fact that you wanted to see and listen to such things proves that you had doubts in your heart. We had a temporary meeting, and whatever the phone calls you received, whatever the letters you received, and in that moment I explained to you everything. I even gave you witnesses. that all those things were not true. Wasn't that enough? And I received a rebuke from God. And because I talked about such things on the holy altar, so God told me not to talk about such things on the holy altar. So you have to realize that you had such feelings. But even though I try to get you to understand, some of you come to repent and say that you did it because you didn't know it was wrong. What didn't you know? In the broadcasting incident, we were having a revival meeting. And on that night, the person who couldn't even sit or stand up for 8-9 years, he stood up and you saw so many people getting healed in a line. So many people were getting healed and they were giving testimonies. And there were so many press people. We allowed them. We allowed all of them to come and take photos and video as much as they wanted. And those press people, those who came here, they didn't report anything bad about our church because they saw and they heard, they witnessed that it was true. And you have seen and experienced and witnessed those things yourselves, and you were cheated. You listen to other people, and if you join them slandering, and if you leave God and leave the church, it means you give up on your faith. So if you say you didn't know, doesn't make sense. Some say, oh, I watched because I have to watch so I can explain to others who watched it. And then what happens? They fall into temptation because all these contents are, they go into in your mind. So in the 80s, there was talking about me every month in his magazine. But I've never read any of his magazines. Elder Vin or other workers, they brought me these magazines, but I never looked at them. And also in the 1999, I never watched the program. I never read any of the newspaper articles about me. I've never bought or read any of those articles. Because everything is a lie. Why would I be heartbroken seeing those things? I am the person himself. And I didn't read any of those things. They were all liars. And God told us not to see or hear. So I didn't have any reason to do this. Even myself, I didn't see or hear anything. But how many of you really didn't know? Most of you listen to the Word of God every week and witness the signs and wonders and powerful works of God. Even one of the leaders of the church was deceived. And he called his wife. And his wife rebuked him so harshly. You are deceived. So he finally came to repent. He was one of the leaders in the church. Furthermore, it was during the revival meeting at that time, and you witnessed even more works of the Holy Spirit than usual. Therefore, saying that you didn't know cannot really be true. God doesn't give His power to just anybody. Just read the Bible. Not anybody can receive the power of God. Can give to those who are responsible enough, who have prepared the proper vessel. Also, even though you show the same action, the magnitude of the sin will be different depending on the individual and each one's heart at that time. For example, if those who have been believers for a long time, who have received great grace, or who are workers of the church, saw the things that they shouldn't have seen, it constitutes a great sin. Therefore, if you are not receiving an answer to your problem, Please check carefully whether or not the action you consider trivial created a wall of sin. If you compare your trust with the love and trust that God the Father and the Lord had given to you, you can realize your heart. This way, you can look into the depth of your heart. I would like to urge you once again that you must never pass judgment on a servant of God who is accompanied by God. It's because this is directly related with blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. At the time of the early church, Ananias and Sapphira thought they cheated Peter, but Peter said they cheated the Holy Spirit. They lied to Peter, but Peter said they cheated the Holy Spirit. Because he is a powerful servant, servant of God's power. Power is done by Holy Spirit, and he was a servant of power. And because they lied before such a servant, the Bible says they cheated the Holy Spirit. As a result of cheating the Holy Spirit, they faced miserable end and were not saved. As you always experience, the power of God bestowed upon me is getting greater and greater. This proves that God is attesting to my ministry. So you should trust the servant of God and receive blessings. But why do you still pass judgment and condemnation on him? And why do you have to say you trust or you don't trust him? And things like that. I really hope you will repent and turn back so you can all receive answers and blessings of God. Most of you don't fall into this category. Maybe it's 1 out of 100, but I'm talking for those people. They should repent, receive salvation, receive blessings and healings. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the next case is the works of flesh leading to death, especially in relationships between men and women. For example, some of you got serious diseases because you committed works of flesh with your boyfriends or girlfriends. In most cases, cancers and those serious diseases, it's because of your works of flesh. I think barely any of you got the cancers because of things that are not the works of flesh. Most of you committed the works of flesh to have such diseases. But even though you got a disease due to the same sin, some are forgiven and receive the answer as soon as they repent. They are healed of their diseases easily and recover their faith and fullness quickly. But some people say they repent, but without receiving the answer, they are not healed. So even though you commit the same kind of works of flesh, some people are healed. Some people are healed easily after they repent and receive prayer, but some others, they are not healed at all. Some are healed slowly, some are healed quickly. And there are many different cases. And if you can understand all these cases, then you can be one of the best leaders, workers of God. One of the best servants of God. Or in some cases, God just removes the pain or heals them only partly. What is the reason? They have cancers, and when they receive the prayer, the pain is gone. So they think they're healed. It's just that God removed the pain. Because God works only according to their faith. Or whether they believe or not, or some of their children, they kind of forcefully brought them, and just God considers their act of coming to me, coming to receive prayer itself as faith, and God heals them partly. So they now have to repent and try to gain faith so they can be healed completely. So there are many different cases.
Uh,
Sometimes healing is only partial. And what is the reason? It's because some works of the flesh are grave sins, while others are trivial, although they are same works of the flesh. It depends on the heart of each person. The works of flesh here refers to works of flesh leading to death. Some works of flesh do not lead to death, but while some other works of flesh, they lead to death. Suppose you want to curse. If you have the desire to curse, it is things of the flesh. If you actually curse, it is works of flesh. If you actually hit somebody, it is a work of flesh. These works of flesh are not leading to death. If you can be forgiven if you repent and turn back. So if these sins are leading to death, then you will always be sick and so on and so forth. So you should know which sins are the sins that lead to death. So you must never commit such sins. It's difficult to be forgiven, and even if you are forgiven, you don't know whether you are really forgiven. You can understand it only when you die, when your spirit leaves. What if you are not saved? 1 Samuel 16:7, letter half says, For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance. But the Lord looks at the heart. Man judge by appearance. Some people say, somebody said to me, there's a person who prays hard, but he's looking at him, staring at him, and some people say, oh, they're... But in my opinion, it's not true. It's not so. He wouldn't do that. So once I try to make him understand, that person, you should repent of your heart thinking he stared at you. How would you know whether he really stared at you? Maybe his eyeballs just turned around, or he wasn't comfortable with himself. There could be many cases. Or maybe he could have really stared at him. So you don't know his heart, so you shouldn't never judge or condemn. Only God looks at the heart, so he has the right to judge. We men do not have the right to judge. That's why God tells us not to do it. Because we are arrogant, we pass judgment and condemnation. We do what God is supposed to be doing. Suppose somebody is kind of staring at me, and I just interpret it in a good way. I've never seen anybody who is staring at me or some with that kind of eyes. Sometimes there are some little students. They want to sleep in the Sunday morning, and their mothers, they force them to. They wake them up, and they force them to come to me to shake my hands. So when these children, they don't like it because they are forced to come there. So in that way, they wouldn't like me. They would only hate me more. So even though they shake hands with me, they just look at another, they look somewhere else, and they just put their hand, not in a soft way, they just kind of, and I hold them quickly and shake it nicely, but they just want to get away. I understand them. Why would the parents force them? They should come before me with their own faith, and why would they force them? They must be suffering. If they really love the senior pastor, they'll be so happy. But I think the children are suffering because of their parents.
그 눈이 어떻게 설령 안 좋게 봤다 해도 옆으로 쳐다보는.
So even though such students, they kind of stare at me, I just think I never thought that anybody was staring at me. It all depends on your heart. It is your heart that decides. If you have a good heart, you will interpret it in a good way. So you don't have to interpret it in a bad way and suffer, cause suffering to yourself. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Depending on what kind of heart each one had when committing the sin, God considers it great sin or at other times a minor sin. Also, in some cases, it is unforgivable. According to the magnitude of the sin, the price a person has to pay for the sin also is different. Some receive great and long trials as punishment, while some others receive short trials. Namely, even though you committed the same work of flesh, you have different measure of justice to fill up to receive the answer. So you commit the same sin, but some are healed in a month, while others are not healed even after several months. Because the measure of justice to fill up is different according to each one's faith. And the magnitude of the sin will be different according to what kind of heart they had when they committed sins. In the statutes of the Old Testament, we can understand God's view that looks at the heart of man. In the Old Testament, they were punished for their actions and not for their hearts. God, through Moses, gave specific instructions on what kind of punishment had to be given for certain kinds of sins. But we can also understand that God ordered different kinds of punishments, even for the same sin, according to the intention of the person. For example, in a murder case, God told them to carefully investigate the motivation of the murder. God commanded different punishments according to whether the murderer committed the act intentionally with hatred, whether it was accidental, or whether it was self-defense. It is quite different from today's court. God looks at the heart, but today, according to what kind of lawyer you have, the punishment will be different. Even the convict will be set free, or the innocent will be convicted. There are many other things, but man cannot see the heart. When there is a murderer, man cannot see his heart. Some people, they might do it with only good intention. If they committed a sin against the brother intentionally and with hatred, that murderer was put to death. But if a person killed another person with no evil intention, he would be able to flee to the city of refuge and save his life. Deuteronomy 19:5 talks about one of those examples. It says, as when a man goes into the forest with his friend to cut wood, and his hand swings the axe to cut down the tree, and the iron head slips off the handle and strikes his friend so that he dies, he may flee to one of these cities and live. It might happen. It happens, you know, when you try to cut the wood and sometimes the head, iron head goes off. It slips off, and sometimes so you have to you nail it down or you try to hold it, but sometimes it happens. It just slips away, And this is not intentional. He didn't want to kill. He didn't want to kill. It just the, it was a mistake. Also, Deuteronomy 19:11-12 says, but if there is a man who hates his neighbor and lies in wait for him and rises up against him and strikes him so that he dies, and he flees to one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and take him from there and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood that he may die. So if the murder was unintentional, he could flee to the city of refuge. But if he intentionally killed, he should be taken even from the city of refuge. Those who killed with an evil intention were to be put to death even though they fled to the city of refuge. So the law of the Old Testament didn't change in the New Testament. It's the same. The murderer had to be put to death. And the same, it's the same in the New Testament. But because of the grace of the Lord, we are forgiven when we repent. But the sin is sin. Still, sin is still a sin. In the Old Testament, the rule was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Even in these times, God opened a way to live for those who committed a sin without evil intention. Even between different acts of adultery, God did not consider all the adulterous situations the same. God told them to punish them differently according to each case. I will explain about these cases in more detail with the specific examples in the next session. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, according to what kind of attitude you have when you listen to the Word of God, the measure of blessings that will be given to you will be different. For example, if you believe the Word of God just 50%, you will receive only 50% blessing. If you believe the Word 100% and practice it, you will receive 100% blessings. If you trust God 100%, God also will trust you 100%. But because you don't trust Him, God doesn't trust you either. You think, oh, I believe the Word of God 100% and I trust God 100%, but it's a lie. If you do trust, it has to be followed by evidences. If you really do trust the Word of God, you will do whatever God says, tells us to do. And you will cast away everything that God tells us to cast away. But you don't do that because you don't completely trust Him. It's you who actually decide the size of the vessel to hold your blessings. And this principle does not just apply to the Word of God, but also to the works of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one with God, and He leads you and me to salvation in this era where it's very difficult to find true faith. Also, the Holy Spirit does the things that are impossible by man. For example, He heals the incurable diseases and sets us free from the pains of illnesses and infirmities. He also removes the problems lying ahead on our life's path and makes our lives prosperous. Above all, He gives us faith so we can feel heaven as if we were actually seeing and touching it. Therefore, depending on how much you trust and long for the power of the Holy Spirit, your life will be very different. It will decide how much you will resemble God as His true children and how much blessing you will enjoy on this earth. Psalm 81 verse 10 is the word of blessing that contains the love of God the Father for His children. It says, I, the Lord, am your God who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. To the extent that you look at the works of the Holy Spirit with a good heart, joy, and thanks, your vessel of blessing will become bigger. You should know that it's such a great blasphemy against the Holy Spirit to condemn and pass judgment on a powerful servant of God. One of the reasons why so many people left this church not trusting their shepherd is because of this, this thing with Las Vegas. Many people say they left the church because a senior pastor went to Las Vegas and gambled. Even now I receive repentance letters, and that's the most cases. That's why I have to talk about it again and again, even though I don't want to talk about it. I received some repentance letters. Some people, they left but came back. And one of the reasons why they can't trust me is this. They thought, they said, I took the church offerings and to Las Vegas and gambled and lost all the money. There was even a list of people who said such things. They said I took church money and gambled in Las Vegas, and the church finance came to have a difficult situation. In 1999, I think about it. Before that, wasn't it difficult? Before that happened, there was this IMF thing in the Korean economy. Since the opening of the church, I never received any salary from the church. I never received any money from the church. My car was bought by the church members. I put the gas myself. I fixed the car myself. I never spent any church money. Since the 80s, in the 90s, in 2000, I always talked about it. And how could you not trust me and believe the lies of some other people, some random people? We have so many members in the financial committee. You can just ask them. And a liar cannot perform God's power. God never gives His power to a liar. He just read the Bible about those servants of God who performed signs and wonders and powers of God. They didn't have any lies or falsehood or evil. That is why God let them perform signs and wonders. And that is why they gave glory to God. And God doesn't receive glory from evil people. God doesn't let evil persons do good works and receive glory from them. And I taught you many times, I explained to you so many times, and you don't believe me. And I can boldly say, even now, we have many members, many elders of the financial committee. I never took any, even a penny from the church. And further, I spent church money on gambling. Did financial committee members, have you ever given me any money to go and gamble? Sometimes they give me, of course, they are supposed to give me, so they give me, but I add more money and give it back to God right away. Then how can I spend holy money of God and spend it on gambling? If I did, I would have been punished so harshly. I once met some chief editors of some press, and one of them mentioned it. So he mentioned the word Las Vegas. And they themselves, when they go there, they also enjoy. One time there were 250 pastors and they followed them. And those pastors, they were doing it. After they had dinner, they were doing it. It's not even sin. It's not something to be criticized. There was a press that said, Senior Pastor, why did you go to Las Vegas and to cause a misunderstanding? It is a long time ago. And we went there for a reason. We wouldn't have imagined that somebody would make a false rumor of such a kind. The reason I went there a couple of times, We had meetings and events in the World Revival Crusade, World Holy Spirit Crusade. I was the main speaker. And also I was the, who was the organizer of the Olympics? He, the, with the, Mr. Park, Sejik Park, was the chairman of the Olympics organizing committee, and also Pastor Jong Jin Pi. Three of us were the main speakers. And, for the first time as a Korean, I spoke in the LA Convention Center. And the Koreans, they were very proud to be Koreans. That, and also there were many other pastors, and three of us were the main speakers, and I delivered the message. And also there is Korean Day in September in LA, and I am the honorary president of the event. So every year I was invited. So I went there to preach and give a speech and to lead a meeting. And I had to sometimes watch, and sometimes I had to be on the, and for that reason I was invited as one of the representatives from Korea, and all the mission teams, the team members, those who accompanied me after the event was over, I gave them 2 or 3 days to take a rest. Then the reason why we go to Las Vegas is because we don't have any other place to rest around that area. San Francisco, maybe they can go to the beach, but we have the beaches in Korea too. We should see what we can't see in Korea, so we can go to the Grand Canyon. So we are, to go to Grand Canyon, you have to go to Las Vegas and stay a night there. And on the next day, we can take a smaller plane to go to the Grand Canyon. That's why we go to Las Vegas. And the actual destination, the final destination is Grand Canyon, not just Las Vegas. But when we were there in Vegas, I gave them $400, $500 pocket money because I let them, you know, you just sleep, you know, it's not fun. So I never gave them pocket money from the church money. Whatever the church members support me with, I gave them pocket money so they could enjoy themselves for the night. And after we came back, I explained everything. We did this and that. So I explained everything, right? I think you remember. And at that time, you didn't say anything. And only when the broadcaster said something, why did you make a big deal out of it? I didn't hide anything. I explained everything, even before that. And the gambling that the broadcasters mentioned is not really gambling there. It's just an entertainment. It's a form of entertainment. To talk about gambling, I don't know any gambling. I don't even know the cards. I don't know what kinds of games there are, and I don't know anything about those cards. In big holidays or in your festival, in your family, you play some cards with your family members. Do you say it's a gambling? You put your money and you say it's a gambling? It's just enjoying yourselves with your family members. You don't say it's a gambling. It's a similar concept. And I told you, I explained to you everything. When I visited Japan, when I visited the U.S., every time I explained to you everything, and I never took any money from the church. And they were saying I took so much church money and spent on gambling, and they were deceived by such rumors and If he sued those people who are criticizing like that, they would have been put in jail for many years, but we never sued them. We just wanted to forgive them, but they still do these evil things. And dear brothers and sisters, if you judge and condemn your shepherd because of those things and cause yourself to commit the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, it shouldn't happen. I believe none of you will do it anymore, but if you did and if you didn't repent, please repent thoroughly before God so you can be forgiven. Just because of such things, you have walls of sin before God and your businesses don't go well and you suffer from hardships and difficulties. And how? How could you pass judgment and condemnation on such a servant of God just by hearing from, listening to other people? I pray in the name of the Lord that you will delight in all the words of God explained through the Holy Spirit and the powerful works of the Holy Spirit so that you will receive great blessings. And I'll continue in the next session in more depth about works of the flesh and also about idolatry. When I explain, please understand thoroughly how great your sins are, why you are not healed, why you don't receive the answers, and why you don't even have a disease even though you committed works of flesh. You should have got some diseases if you committed such works of flesh. But if you don't, you're like illegitimate son. If the sins are so grave, God doesn't even punish. Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
아버지, 또 우상에 관한 이러한 것들 우리가 말씀을 들어 잘 정립하고 내가 왜 치료받지 못하는지 내가 왜 응답받지 못하고 지금까지 여러 참 환난 속에 내가 놓여 살아야 하는지 이런 저런 것들을 분별해서 철저히 회개하고 돌이켜 하나님과의 지침마다 죄의 담이랄지라도 아버지가 은혜 주실 때 씻어버릴 수 있도록 그리고 돌이켜 이제 두 번 다시 이러한 죄들을 짓지 않도록 역사해 주시기를 원합니다. 하나님과 거룩한 자녀들로 죄의 담이 없는 흠과 티가 없는 자녀들로 무엇이나 구하는 대로 응답받을 수 있는 성도님들이 되게 축복해 주시기를 원합니다. 주여 감사합니다. 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
네, I pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all those who are attending the service in all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries through the satellite all over the country, and all those children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Lamin TV viewers, and all overseas pastors, missionaries, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches worldwide, and they've sent their photos and prayer requests from other countries. Lay your hands on them. Bless them. Touch them. The WCDN organizing committee of Italy, they want the airports not to be closed down because of the volcano ashes of Iceland. Let all the doctors from other countries who are coming, let the schedules go well so that they can attend this conference. Father, let there be no effect of the ashes, volcano ashes of Iceland. Let their airports not be closed down. Roman Duiska from the United States, blood cancer, epilepsy, after effect of heart surgery, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Subhash Katka of United States, headache that has been there for more than 10 years, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, go away. Missionary Che will have a handkerchief crusade in Hun Mami Church on May 20th. Let there be many people in attendance. Let them be healed and give glory to God. Give him more power. Guan Yong No has depression and high blood pressure. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Che Chun Gyu, the cancer that is spread and inflammations, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Forgive him of the sins of tearing apart the Bible and blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Father God, have mercy on him. Father God, they have diseases because they blaspheme the Holy Spirit and tear apart the Bible. And Father God, have mercy on them. Give them the spirit of repentance. Let his wife Kim Sun-el be healed of rheumatic arthritis and forgive her of aborting her child. Let their son, Cheung, let him be healthy in the Lord. An Gon-hwa, let there be healed of the after effect of cerebral hemorrhage, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chu Yai, Zhou Wisha, heart disease, and let them have spiritual faith and let their families be evangelized. Yi Sun-hwa, she has twins in her womb, but one of them died and this body will remain and the living baby will hold this dead body in him and the father bless her and heal her. Yu Jawon and Gori Dian, and let them get into college with the good results. Liu Yanjie, forgive her of idolatry. Let her recover her eyesight. Shun Shouhui, An Gunjun, let them get a good job. And Chan Shouning, Yu Yunbing, let them get a visa to Korea. Yi Ingi, Won Suming, Oh Suni, Jo Yongja, Huang Sung, Huang Chun-yi, Won Hui-ming. Let their families be evangelized. Let them have spiritual faith and bless them in their business fields and financially. Light come. Father, show your work transcending space and time. Father God, lay your hands on them from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let their eyes see well. Let their ears hear well. Stomach and kidney and liver and intestines and all interests be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All skin diseases be burnt. High and low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Loosen all the paralysis, pains go away. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Lord, thank you. Protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Protect them throughout this week. Bless their workplaces. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them lend and not borrow. Let them become the head. And give them peace throughout this week. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.